Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hey, Kaylin.
Hey.
How's everything going today?
Good.
Good, good, good. So I wanted to go over something with you. Yesterday, it looked like you had gotten approved for break and you had taken break and then you came back from break and then switch yourself to follow up and then switch yourself right back to break.
Because my VPN went out, so I don't know how long I was on break. So I was just finishing my break in the room.
What do you mean?
When I came back, it was like it said VPN connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if it like interrupted because I know it did before. And Christian told me I can finish my break. So I didn't know if it like interrupted my break or not, but when it refreshed, I just went back to break to finish it because I don't know how long it was on there.
Okay. And you said around what time was that? Do you know?
No, I can't even remember.
Okay.
As soon as I like looked at my laptop, it said VPN connecting. And I know that's when the internet lost, so I thought it probably messed up my break, and I didn't get my full break.
I don't see anything, in the IT group or anything like that, as far as, if your VPN had gone out, but had you reached out to anybody about it to see, how long you were on break?
No, I just went back to finish my break.
Okay. You were on break for, 16 minutes and then switched to follow up and then went right back to break. And then you were, break for like another 13.
Yeah. See, I didn't know if it finished or not.
Okay. Definitely, you need to, anytime, like if your VPN is going out, message an IT, in this case, message a lead to see, hey, how long have I been on break or, did I get logged out or whatever, just to find out. But then there was also a lead actually messaged you to see what exactly, was going on and to let you know that, you had slightly gone over, your 15 minutes of break.
Oh, I didn't even see
and that you would went back on break.
Hold on. I'm just not seeing the message. I told you it don't pop up. I didn't know she wrote me. Hold on. Yeah, I see that. And why would she write me again about a break that I was approved for?
What do you mean?
She wrote again and said, hold on. I think I had the phone that time. She said, hold on, y'all. Oh, no, my, it's for the same one. It's for the same message. But I didn't see she wrote me.
Okay. I mean, is it you're not getting like the
Yeah, I told her I didn't get it. I didn't even know she wrote me until you just said, if you wouldn't have said it, I wouldn't know she wrote me.
I know, but I'm saying, is it that you're not, are you not getting the pop-ups? Like when someone messages you and it pops up in the corner? Or
it pops up
or
sometimes,
it?
But it's not. See, the same thing I was telling you about the fail to send, it's showing up on hers as well.
Okay.
Like, hold on. Like, I had to scroll up to see the message. The message went right there.
But it's not, it doesn't show that there's an actual, like, an unread message from her?
I'm finna
show or what?
You. I'm about to show you exactly what it said when I clicked on it. It showed me the message that was sealed. It didn't show me anything.
All right, so okay, so when okay, so about the messages, so when someone sends you like when someone sends you a DM, it doesn't always pop up as far as like the little thing in the corner, right?
Yeah, it pops up down there, but of course I was on break, I didn't see it, but when I came back it didn't show I had an unread message from her. I didn't know I had an unread message. Like, if I was sitting here, it probably would have popped up. I probably would have seen it. But did I miss, like, once I miss it, and, like, if I'm not at my computer, then I won't know that someone wrote me. Like, when you write me and I'm not, like, I'm on break or something, I don't get it.
Right, yeah, because, yeah, the little pop-up, it goes away after a few seconds. But
right, but it don't show me it's an unread message because I have failed messages from both of y'all.
But yeah, so, you know, I would say, you know, cause it looks like you got, you know, I'd always make sure that, you know, in direct messages, you know, always, you know, make sure that those are, you know, you leave all those at least read so that, you know, if someone does send you a message, it's going to show that you have, you know, however many unread messages, so that way, if you do miss the pop-up, if you are on break, you know, you'll see that you have a message from someone. Mm-hmm. Makes sense?
Right.
Yeah, and then as far as, you know, as far as your VPN or whatever going out, I'm not sure that actually... The VPN would mostly usually just deal with, you know, like connections for the calls and for like script pages and all that popping up. Cause that's just like the network, you know, that you're logged into through ASK. It's not necessarily, you know, 5-9, you know, counting how long you've been on break or whatever, whatever.
But I know one time Christian, like, hold on. I can show you a message. It did it before. Hold on. I'm going to try to find it. That what made me like go back on break because I know I missed it before, and she told me I can finish it. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it. Oh yeah, here you go. Hold on. I gotta find the rest of it. And she said, I used only 10 minutes. And I was like, can I continue? And she was like, yeah. So it didn't let me use all my break. When I came back, it was after the VPN went out, it was session expired.
Let me see. Okay, so yeah, so with this one though, the 5-9 actually like clocked you out. Yeah, so this one, you know, the 5-9, the session, the whole session, your 5-9 closed.
Right.
It wasn't just that, you know, like the VPN went out, the whole 5-9 thing went out. In this case, from yesterday.
But that's what it was doing. It was doing the VPN connecting. And once it do that, it's gonna once you refresh it, it's going to say session expired. But it popped back on. And once it popped back on, because the time was still going, I went to follow one back to break to finish.
Right. So definitely, you know, just like last time, you know, when you had asked, you should have definitely asked this time also.
Yeah. So since she told me I could finish, I thought probably it wasn't going to be deal.
Well, yeah, no, because you were already over break. You already over break when you came back and switch yourself to follow up and then switch back to break. So yeah, definitely, you know, if something like that happens again, you need to ask, you know, how long you've been on break and, you know, message in IT and say, you know, such and such has happened, and all that, so that we know. And then also, you know, you need to keep an eye on, you know, messages, you know, DMs and stuff like that in Teams from leads, because, you know, not reading those or whatnot can be seen as insubordination, as far as, you know, it can be seen as you're ignoring them. And that's, you know, that's something that, you know, that can't really be tolerated.
But I told you about the 5-9, I mean, the teaming, my thing, so it's not like I.
Yeah, I know you said that sometimes it's not having a little pop up in the corner, right?
I mean, it pop up, but if I'm not at my laptop, I don't know if you wrote me or not, because we have failed messages unless I click on the message.
What do you mean?
It's all testing.
Like
if you wouldn't tell me she wrote me, I wouldn't know until I clicked on the message, until I clicked on her name.
So if somebody sends you a message and you don't see the pop up, you wouldn't know that there's a message.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, when I clocked back in yesterday from break, I was on the phone for like 20 minutes with a customer wanting a refund for the charges past 2020 for Elash. And after that call, I clocked out. So how wasn't it? I didn't see her write me.
Okay. Well, you definitely need to, like, I know you had told me about, you know, that yesterday. But, you know, there's, you know, you also need to, any issues like that have to be reported to IT, because that's really the only way that we have to contact you. You know, I mean, looking at it, I mean, you can see that.
If she see the, but if I didn't read it, why would she think I'm ignoring her? Of course, I didn't see if it still said unread.
Well, right. If it's unread, it could be that you were ignoring her. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I wrote her and told her I didn't see it, but I'm about to unsend it. I'm about to delete my message. Because I don't like...
You can just...
No, because I don't like her feeling like I'm ignoring her when I wasn't ignoring her. And you know, plenty of times I tell you when you write me, I don't be seeing it. It's plenty of times you wrote me, I didn't see the message until you told me to... Like, the other day we went to team me, you was like... You wrote me, did I see the call that you... I mean, did I see the little thing, the chart thing that you sent me? You asked me about that, but I didn't even see it. Until we got in the meeting and you told me, I had to go look at it.
Right.
Like, all the time when Michelle write me, of course I'm logged in, she tell me dedicate, I write back and say, okay.
I understand. But yeah, so definitely you need to, you know, report that to IT. And, you know, in the future, you know, if there is any kind of disconnection or you think that it disconnected while you were on break, like you did last time, you need to reach out to somebody to see how long you were on break or how much you have left or whatnot before, you know, just go ahead and taking more. Because it ended up, you know, holding up other people who were, you know, waiting for a break, and you had already taken over 15 minutes at that point before you switched back again. But, so what we're going to have to do is, this is just going to be a developmental coaching, and I've got everything already set in the system. So, you know, just, you know, like always, you know, you can log in, read it over. If you'd like to leave any comments, that's fine. And then you always have the option to sign it or refuse to sign it. And if you want to just take a quick look at it now, sign it or, you know, whatnot, just let me know. Otherwise, you know, just, you know, make sure you do that here in the next day or so, okay?
I don't know how to log in there, John.
Say what?
I don't know how to log in.
How to log in?
I'd be forgetting the password to use.
Yeah, so the password, the username is just going to be first initial, last name, and then the password is whatever password you use to log into your laptop.
Easy.
So whatever your laptop password is, that's what the password is going to be for that. So you just open up the Internet Explorer, and then it'd be the Agent Overview tab.
I thought it was an email first.
Hmm?
Thought it was an email first.
No, they kind of moved away from emails. In certain situations, yeah, there can be an email. But
what is it?
But yeah, it's just a development coaching. That's it.
Talking about what is it under?
I believe it's under adherence to schedule.
Huh? I thought it was only two.
What do you mean?
What do you know what I'm saying?
No. What do you
Know
mean
how
there's
that's
only two?
production? What is production? Then what else?
Oh, as far as the categories?
Yeah.
So production is anything that just has to do with, you know, like calls or whatever. So there's production, violation of company policy, and then adherence to schedule.
This would be my first one, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm talking about, I never got these before. I never heard it.
Oh, well, yeah. So it'd just be, I'm pretty sure it's adherence to schedule. I don't think it's company policy. But either way, it's the first. Either way, it's just the development culture.
I think it should be company policy because, I don't know. I guess I'll go do it.
Let me see 1 second.
All right.
All right, yeah, so no, it is company policy, so yeah. It's not
So what's in here? What's the other one? What is it?
What do you mean?
The scheduling thing.
Well, that would be like logging in and out. You know, like if you log in and out unapproved or you know, take, you know, 2 hour lunches or stuff like that. So this one was company policy. But all right. Is there anything else that you any questions
no,
or anything?
When I start asking for break, they need to approve it.
Say what now?
When I start asking for breaks, they need to approve it. How can I get my break approved fast? Because sometimes
how?
I can't wait. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you can. I would get a note from your doctor for real. You know that. You know there are times when. You know, you can't wait, you know, for approval and you need to go use the restroom, you know, right away. That would be my first thing.
And then what they'll do?
You'd have to turn it into HR and, you know, they would, you know, let us know that, you know, when you do submit a break, then, you know, that you can go ahead and go most likely. So I would, next time you go see your doctor, you know, just, you know, ask her, you know, ask her about that and see what they can do.
I'm just call her and then go pick up the letter and send it.
Or, yeah, or even do that. That'd be even better.
All right.
Well, I will talk to you later. And go ahead and when we're done, go ahead and log into all your skills also, please.
Now they want me to log in.
Yes, please.
All right.
Well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye.